Barbara, do you have the rejoicing thing?
Yeah, do you want to do?
I'd like for you to read it, actually.
Now, if just everybody, you can see it's in this book. It's called The Wish Fulfilling Jewel. And I just happened to pick it up, and we've been talking about rejoicing. As it happens, because it's Lamsopa, Rinpoche's, there's lots of things you do before this. Usually, then you do that. So I'm just going to read it. It's like a meditation. So I'll do each bit. Is that all right? Do it like that.
So maybe we should take refuge in generative meditation first.
Because it's not this, that isn't in this bit.
And we can go slowly. It might take half hour or something. But we'll do a little. You know, if it however long it takes, we'll do a tunnel after. Mm. But before I forget, there's something wrong with the fire alarms. And so they're going to sound the alarm at 6. So don't be alarmed. It's not an alarm. They're just trying to figure out what's wrong with it. And does anyone know what's happening with Ola?
She asked me what time they were due back. And I said 5:10. So
I don't know. Maybe she's gone out for a walk or something. Okay, so let's do the refuge and then we'll do the rejoicing. In the Buddha Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to all may I become Buddha.
This is a meditation on rejoicing, and you begin with self. So if you kind of relax and as if you're going to be meditating, and then I'll do each paragraph and then have a little pause. First, rejoice in all of the good things you yourself have done in the past. Think of what you must have done in past lives to result in this precious human life today. Practicing generosity, morality, patience, and making stainless pure prayers. Every good thing you experience now is the result of past positive actions you have done. As you are reflecting on the good things you must have done in the past, rejoice by reciting to yourself like a mantra, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. The next one is, rejoice in all the good things, sincere prayers, practices, helping others, following your teacher's advice, etc., that you are doing in this present life, thinking, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Let me pause here. The next one is, then rejoice in all the virtuous activities you will do in the future, all the realizations on the path you will develop, and all the ways you will help others, teach the Dharma, etc., thinking, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Now, think of all the wonderful things others have done, all their virtuous qualities, and the ways people have helped one another in the past, and are helping each other now, and will do so in the future. Especially all of your companions in the spiritual life, thinking, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Think also of particular qualities that others have, such as generosity, intelligence, beauty, fame, wealth, devotion, thinking how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Next, think about the life stories of the various saints of all the different religious traditions and how they benefited others through devoting their lives to spiritual practice and service. Rejoice in their qualities and deeds, thinking, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Next is related to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Continue by thinking specifically of all the incredible things that have been done in the past, are being done now, and will be done in the future by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, including your own teachers and the lineage lamas. Remember their qualities, their life stories, the hardships they bore to generate realizations in their minds. and to preserve the Dharma, and how they have helped countless living beings thinking, how wonderful it is, how wonderful it is. Now allow your mind to be completely aware of and rejoice in all the wonderful things that yourself, others, all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have done, are doing and will do from now until all beings reach enlightenment. Feel expansive and happy for yourself and others, thinking how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. Thank you.
Add one more. Thinking about all the people who've learned to transcend anger and have the appropriate response in a situation when either anger is welling up in them or someone's angry at them. And they just seem to know what to do to quell that anger or to not inflame someone else's. So let's rejoice in that one. And then let's take a little break in our concentration. And we'll do that by reciting Buddha Shakyamuni's mantra. And then we'll just be silent for the rest of the time, which will be about 12 minutes or so. And then you can just do a tonglen of your choice. Yourself, your parents, your friends, the world, the fishes in the ocean, however you want to do it. It's just nice to be able to do how you like. Let's just take a break first. Jaya 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 We can relax our tonglen meditation and take a moment just to investigate the eye that's doing this meditation. And just once we've done that, just rest in total ease and space. Allowing the mind to rest in its true nature. And rejoicing in all those beings that can do that. Better stop before the alarm goes off. Well, someone might have a heart attack. Let's just dedicate. By this virtue, may I become. Supreme Bodhi Chi. During that meditation, I just kind of went back to one of my old favorites, and I just thought I'd share it with you in case it resonates with something you might like to do. But you know, I know people in many parts of the world because of the opportunities I've had, like working for the Relic Tour and traveling and whatever. And so when I like to think of all the people I know, rather than having to like think of their names, you know, or who they are, because I guess I like maps and I'm a visual person, but I just like think of a map of the world. And you know those people like who have projects, like probably your projects, you have little tins where you have different, you know, people working in this part of Africa. Well, I just have these little, you know, lights that light up, you know, and I take my mind, you know, all over the UK, and then I'll go out to Europe, and then I'll go out to you know, Southeast Asia and New Zealand and Australia, and then I go the other direction, you know, to North America and like that, you know, I'm just kind of, and then my mind's traveled the whole world, you know, and then you can just do the whole world. I mean, like I've had my pinpointed people I know, but it sort of like brings my, and I don't know, I've just found it a really nice tone line to do. And it helps me cover everybody I know without having to go, you know, Mary, Margaret, you know what I mean? So I just thought, just in case you'd like to do something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it just came to me, you know.